Today is Lamed Aleph. I believe we were on Lamed Aleph by the top of the Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara is now going to bring a Machlokas Tanoim regarding a stolen sukkah. A stolen sukkah could be one of three cases. You could actually kick somebody out. You were sitting in your sukkah, I kick you out, and I sit in that sukkah. You can steal, you know, the wood and the materials from somebody and then build your sukkah. Or you can basically take a sukkah. So you're going to say a sukkah that's on top of a wagon or something. You just pick up a sukkah, you take it.
Like in the squeezing, where the guy thought
it was... I didn't see that, but I heard of it. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, sukkah gazula, a stolen sukkah, which I'll figure out which one that is. Vid hamisachech v'rishus harabim, and similarly, somebody who builds a sukkah in the rishus harabim, right, just in the public thoroughfare, he plops down his sukkah, right? Rabbi Eliezer Posa, Rabbi Eliezer says these sukkahs are no good. The Chachamim Machshirin, and the Chachamim say that the sukkah is fine. You go see your mitzvah. So the Gemara is now going to say, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Machlokas, what's the case of the stolen sukkah that we're talking about? Machlokas, b'shetokef eschaveiro b'hotziyah misukaso. It's where I walk up to your sukkah, and I kick you out, and I sit down on myself. So, Rabbi Eliezer Tamei, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's no good. Why? Because he is l'shitaso. The Amar, because he said a few blocks ago, Ein Adam Yotze Lechavaso Besukaso Shelchavero. So keep that in mind. A person cannot be Yotze his mitzvah sukkah if he sits in somebody else's sukkah. That Rabbi Lesser is the one who does not believe in inviting guests, I guess other than Ushbizin, on sukkahs because you can't be sit in somebody else's sukkah. I guess you can if you're not Yotze mitzvah, you got to go home and eat in your own sukkah again. Right? Ein Adam Yotze Lechavaso Besukaso Shelchavero. So now, there's a machlokas in Bava Kama, as to whether or not karka is nigzalos from that. Can karka be considered halachically stolen? Point being, because the karka is still there. So is it actually, you're doing something wrong if you, quote, steal karka, but does it have a halachic significance that it transfers from the resource of the nigzal to the gazlan? Can karka be stolen? So now...
If you're a squatter, you can say...
Or your, this is your field, and I come in, I put a gun to your head, I say, get out, and I sit there on the field. Is there a halachic significance to the theft? So e karka nigzeles, right, and also you have to keep in mind that Rabbi Lezer in Bava Kama holds that karka is nigzeles. So Tosas points it out. But here we're going to say whether he holds it or not, his shita would be valid. E karka nigzeles, then sukkah gezulahu. The sukkah is assumed to be, since it's mechuba, the karka is considered to be the karka. So if karka is considered nigzeles, then what you did here is by kicking you out, I'm now sending in a stolen sukkah, a real stolen sukkah, and I can't, and then you have a problem because it says, and it's not. Ikarka nigzelis, sukkah gzulahi, right? And it says, Mishaschaka sukkah taselach, taselachal, it has to be yours, can't be stolen. That's what we learned now, can't be stolen sukkah. So you're not Yotze. Ikarka ain't nigzelis, but if there's no halachic significance to the theft, so what do you have here? At worst, or at best, what you have here is a sukkah sheula, is a borrowed sukkah. And borrowed sukkah, going to the list, you can't be Yotze with either, because you have to be your own, right? Rashi says, Ikarka nigzelis, klomer im yeshal kakar torus gezel, if karka has the same dinim of metaltlim that it can be transferred rishus into the rishus of the gazlon, sukkah gezulahu, then it's a stolen sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer daris tasin lecham yishalcha below gezulah lo sheula. You can't use that. The einun exelus, if it's not stolen, right, and kol yomim rishus balei omedus, and still stands halachically in the rishus of its original owner, then nevertheless you still have a karka gezulah. So therefore, according to the Eliezer, you're not yotze. The rabban letamayu. And Ravanan also hold the Shitasam. Why? The Amri, Adam Yotze Lechovasa B'sukasa Shachaveiro, they hold that a person can be Yotze in the sukkah of his friend. The only thing they say is that you can't be Yotze in the sukkah Gezula. But a borrowed sukkah you can be Yotze. And they hold that Karka ain't an exelis. That Karka cannot halachically be stolen. So what do I have here? I kicked you out of your sukkah and I'm sitting there. Technically speaking, it's a borrowed sukkah. A borrowed sukkah could be Yotze. Right? Karka ain't an exelis. Right? Karka ain't an exelis. And the sukkah shuluhi, and it's a bar of sukkah, and therefore I'm going to be yotze. Question to ask, we've shown them all ask, because wait a second, what did we learn about yesterday? It's mitzvah baba avera. Okay, it's fine. He stole the sukkah. It's a mitzvah baba avera. So that's a famous ritva. The ritva says, he brings down from the Tosos, we don't have the Tosos here, but the hikshu b'tosos, mikol makom, you know, kevon shetokva mechavero, is it to kick his friend out of the sukkah, ha ika mitzvah baba avera. That should qualifies as a mitzvah baba avera. Stole the sukkah. What? I kicked you out.
I know, but what are you stealing?
I forcibly removed you from the sukkah. I violated you. I hit you. So it doesn't have. It may not have a lachy significance. It may not have a lot of significance to transfer rishus, but I still...
It's not a
kinyan, but still theft. I still stole something from you. I took something from you that's... I took something that's not mine. What? I stole your sukkah. I stole your karka. It doesn't have a lot of significance to transfer it. But still, it's not a kinyan, but still a maisa avera. Well, we'll see. So he says, V'teirat, the lower mina mitzvah avera, ela b'davar shubala ratzos. Rifa gives his famous answer. It's one of Rabbi Razo's favorite rituals, I think. I think actually he gave shiur about this at Josh Rulo's house, like in 2004 or something like that. So he says that mitzvah avera only applies to mitzvahs that are come l'ritzoi. They come to bring you close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because look in the Bible, the only time they mention mitzvah avera are in those types of mitzvahs. Kagon, shofar, balula, v'chayotze v'hen. They do it by shofar, they do it by lula, and they do it by sukkah. These are quite times where mitzvah avera comes out. It's l'ratzos. The lashon in the other rishonim is...
Who decides what's ratzos?
Because
Shabbos, Arabic, what do you do?
It's a mitzvah. I'm looking at the other lashon is the shani lulav of hagazel the mahalim bo mishavu alip le'amokim with the ratzos. It's something that's in the, like a korban. It's something that's used like a korban. Something they use it for halal. It's something that's used. So a lulav, sukkah, korban. Those are the things. But the
was there a physical item?
Not a physical item. What are they used for? What are they used for? They used to bring you to.
Another example. That's not.
That's,
every mitzvah brings you closer to
God. Oh, and that's a Kabbalistic approach. I'm saying, but it's actually used. It's actually used for. It's actually used for halal. It's used during the something. It's used to something. The whole purpose of the mitzvah is to be mishabeach Hashem.
And the sukkah, what are you doing?
Well, so that's a different question.
Is
okay.
Is there not even a choice?
No, that's what he says. The Bavli only brings it down on those. It seems to be Machlokes Bavli Rishalmi. He says below Nira, but the mitzvah doesn't like it. Tavi Rishalmi, because Rishalmi, you have the question of Masik Zula. What tefillah goes around with matzah tefillah? A lot of things talk about tefillah. Shofar tefillah, korban tefillah, sukkah, they always compare to Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's the feel over there.
I don't have to eat matzah.
What? The first night you do. Okay.
So first night you have
to understand. And it's whether in the same category. Okay. Matzah gezula. So Yerushalmi says, but Yerushalmi brings it to matzah gezula. It's closer to mitzvah avodah by matzah. That kind of defeats the question, the ritual. So he says, aval nachon dehacha, which is similar to what Yossi was saying, Kevon delo kanile klal, since you didn't steal it at all, there was no kinyon. Uber Rususe Demari Isa, and it still exists in the Rusus of the original owner, the Ein Ha Mitzvah Motziyasim Rishus Valim, the mitzvah that I'm doing, sitting in the sukkah, does not remove it from the Rusus of the original owner, Lo Chashivi Mitzvah Babaveira, then it's not considered a Mitzvah Babaveira. That's Harehu Ki Ilo Haiso Sade Da Alma Gzulab Rususo. It could very well be that in order to be a mitzvah babi avera, it had to affect the other person. So here, it doesn't rise to that level. What I've done is I've done something, I've done a wrong act, but I haven't possibly stuck it that way. So it's still in the rishus of the other person, which is exactly what you were saying. So if it's still in the rishus of the other person, and I haven't affected the chetz of the sukkah, yes, me as a gabra, I've done something wrong, but I haven't affected the chetz of the sukkah, doesn't qualify as a mitzvah babi avera. That's the rishus approach. Okay. There's a lot to talk about that, but just to marmuk on the ritual. A lot of rituals today, hopefully. Okay. Haval, but the second case that they bring down, Gozel Eitzim, Vesikach Bahen. Let's say I stole your wood. I steal your wood, and I make my sukkah out of it. Givrei Hakol, according to everybody, Ein Lo, it doesn't, the Nigzel only has Ela Demei Eitzim. He only has a claim, a monetary claim. In other words, the sukkah is still valid. The sukkah is mine. What? Yeah. Well, the sukkah is mine, and therefore I'm yotzei. Rashi says, "Aval gadol etzim the sikach behem." Right? Ein zo lo gzula v'lo sheula. That's not considered a gazel sukkah. It's not considered a stolen sukkah. The kananu b'shinui ma'ase b'shinui shem. Because what I did is I made a shinui. So when I steal something and I make a shinui, it's kinyani gzela. So what? I stole the beam and I made a sukkah out of it, or I stole a beam and now it's called a sukkah. That's called a shina ma'is and a shina shem. As Tosfos point out on Lamed Amid Beis, even without yeush, that's konet. You have a shina, a full fledged shina ma'is and a full fledged shina hashem, whatever those are. We'll assume that this is a full fledged shina ma'is or a shina hashem. Then the gazlan is konet, means it belongs to him. Albeit he now has a chiyuv of hashava. That hashava is now a monetary claim. So einzo el gazul shula tikninu b'shina ma'is v'shina hashem. But od, okay, so why doesn't he have to not return the beam? Just return it. But od, mishub takanas hashavim, einot sarach listor binyano el yaxer damim. It's also called the takanas hameirish. Takanas hashavim, if I steal a beam, and usually if you have a shino maise or a shino hashem, if I steal a beam and I put it into my house, well, I didn't do any maise to the beam. The beam is still a beam, and it's still called a beam. But in order to return the item, I'd have to destroy my house. So in order to promote tshuva, in order to promote people returning, you know, admitting to it and doing what they have to do, they said, okay, the sakana, you're kona it, and all you have to do is return the money. So to here, if you steal the beams, all you have to do is return it, so your yotze, the sukkah is kashera, it's not considered a sukkah gazula, because you, the gazlan was kona it for himself. So, mimai, so now how do I know that the machlok, remember we had two cases of sukkah gazula, kicking you out of your sukkah, or stealing the wood and building the sukkah. So how do I know that machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, is in the case of kicking you out of the sukkah? The reason being is because that case is compared to the Rishus HaRabim. In the same breath as building a sukkah and Rishus HaRabim. The problem with building the sukkah and the Rishus HaRabim is because you're stealing from the Rabim. I'm not exactly sure. You're stealing their place. You're building something without, you're building it not in their Rishus. But it's compared to the Rishus HaRabim. So mimai, midekatani dum mid Rishus HaRabim. Mam Rishus HaRabim, karka lav yidehu. Since Rishus HaRabim is also talking about a case where the karka does not belong to you. Sukanami, lav karka yidehu. The sukkah case is also a case where the karka doesn't belong to you. If I steal your beams and I build a sukkah in my property, That's not comparable to the Rishus HaRabim case. If I kick you out of the York sukkah, well then I'm sitting on karka that's not mine. That's similar to the Rishus HaRabim case. It's not my karka. It belongs to the tzibur. It belongs to everybody. Okay. Next story.
Did you read Pascha like that
I don't believe they're allowed to build a sukkah in Rishus HaRabim.
So all these restaurants that are building sukkahs outside the front door.
It's not Rishus HaRabim. If they have permission to do so, then it should be there from whomever. Whoever's supposed to give them permission. It might not be a Rishus HaRabim, right, in front of their.
I think they get,
but a lot of the sukkahs here are built on their own property. You go to Shusi Mitzuyan, puts it in their back.
Right.
That's theirs. It's their, it's their own Rishus. So I don't know. It may only be Rabbi Lezer that posted. Chachamim said it was kosher, remember.
That's why I want to know why they posted.
I believe he passed on Chachamim. Right, Rabbi Lezer is Shamuti. I believe we passed in the Chacham. Okay. Hahi Safta, the Asl Kameda Rav Nachman. So there was this elderly lady who came before Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman apparently was appointed to deal with the issues of the Reish Galusa. So Amar Lei, she said to him, Reish Galusa, the exilarch, the Kulo Rabbanan, the Bay Reish Galuta, and all the rabbis in the exilarch's house, the Sukkah Gezula Havel. Yeah, see, they're all sitting in a stolen Sukkah because they stole my trees. They stole my beams. They stole my wood. They're sitting in the sukkah gazula. So it should be. It's not. Either kick them out. Give me back my stuff. So, Safsa, she yelled at him that they should return the wood to her. She didn't want to take money. She wanted the wood. Give me my wood. Velo Ashrach Bey, and he didn't listen to her. Velo Ashrach Bey from Nachman. So Amrale. So she says to him, it is so that Habili Lavua Tlas Meya Betam Yisrei Avdei. A woman whose forefather, referring to Avram, who had 318 servants, right? So basically the point being, the Aruch HaNer brings down, is that she is being Merames to Avraham, who had 313 servants, and was very, very makpid not to have, not to steal. The Rashi says that he put muzzles on them, as opposed to Anan Shelot, that was the whole rib between the Roi Avram. So she's referring to that. So I'm a descendant of that person, and you're dealing with the Avadim, your servants, who are not Makbid. What's going on? So Tzavcha Kamaychu, she yelled in front of him, Velo Ashkichu Bey, and he didn't listen to her. So Amrulahu, so he says, Amrulah of Nachman, basically he says to his Talmidim, not to her, Piyasa Hidah, this woman is she's a screamer. She's a screecher. You don't have to listen to her, right? Ve'einla Ella, what?
Whiner.
Right. Ve'einla Ella Dmei Eitzim Mavad. She doesn't even have a claim on even if she's correct. She doesn't even have a claim on the wood anymore. Because there's a shinui maisa, shinui hashem. So what she has is demei eitzim bovad. She has a monetary claim. So they'll pay her back. We'll have to pay, if it's true, we'll look into it. But if it's true, they will have to pay her back. Right? Rashi says, ela demei eitzim, right? It's like towards the bottom of the short lines. The takanas chachamim hizo al hamarish hagazul, right, about the board that's stolen, shebanohu bebira, that they build it into the building, sheyitol anigzol atzdamav, you have to return the money, because you have a problem of taking everything apart. Velochi yivuhu likaka es binyano mipnei takanas hashagim. They didn't force him to take down the structure, albeit this is a temporary structure, which is the sukkah, but the Gemara will say for the 7 days it's permanent.
But the funny story, why are they sitting in a questionable sukkah? The way
I said, assuming she's correct. Assuming she's correct, then it's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
It's just a bad thing to do. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Haik Shura de Metaltal Gazula. Someone who steals a beam, right, and builds it into the sukkah. Avile Rabban Takanta. The Rabban made a Takana, Mishum Takana's Marish. The tekanas marish means the tekan of returning the beams. So just like if you stole the tree, you stole the branches. So too if you the beams. The Gemara says pshita ma'ishlam eitzim. Why is a cross beam any different than just regular branches? Why is a full bled cross beam that you would use for a building any different from the wood that you use for the sukkah? What's the difference?
The same thing.
So why do you have to say it again? That's the Gemara's question. We have that already. We have to say it again. So Gemara says.
Right.
It's too much. It's too much. So Mao detaimo, you would say eight. Well, maybe you say like this. Say it outside. The reason why you permit payment as opposed to the actual object is because it's something that's easy to get by. To find branches is very simple. Okay, so you stole his branches, I'll pay you back and you'll buy new branches. But a crossbeam may be more difficult to come across. So maybe there you would say that the tekana doesn't apply and you'd have to remove the crossbeam and give it back. And instead of giving the money, you're going to have to go out and find, you know, a new crossbeam in Lowe's. So Mao detaimo eitzim shchichi aval hai lo shchicha, that eitzim are shchiach, but the crossbeam is not, aim alone, therefore you wouldn't have the tekana samarish. Kamash Malan, that Ravina comes to tell us that even if you steal the korah and you build it into a sukkah, you don't have to knock down the sukkah, rather you just give the money for the crossbeam. Hani Mili, but all this that we said that you only have to pay back as opposed to giving the crossbeam, Hani Mili b'shiva. That is only during the 7 days of the Chag. Avalabasar Shiva, but after the 7 days of Yontif, Hadar Be'ina, you have to return the korah itself, because after Sukkos, it's no longer matira, you don't need it. The ichibru betina, but if you took this crossbeam and somehow, you know, put it in with cement, you cemented it in, you make some more of a permanent structure like that, or you put it on a deck or something like that, and it's now a permanent structure, and you roll out your schach, but now it's really a part of your structure. Afilo achashiva nami yavli deme. And even after 7 days, you still only give the money, right? Rashi says. Then it becomes like any other binyan kavua, and therefore it's the same. It's to say there's any binyan kavua, and they have the tekanas meiros. The Ritva points out, what does it mean during seven and after seven, right? B'tok shiva, alabasar shiva, you have to pay money. So he says, perish shelo kibel alav mimenu hanigza bebezin ad labasar achag. The only reason you have to return the item extant, is because there was no claim against you during Yontif. The claim only came about after Yontif. Oh, Sherotz Lahapti, not Moshe, or he waits. But, Halav Hachi, but let's say I make the claim against you on Yontif. So, if I made a claim to you on Yontif, so then the Chiyuv of repayment, whatever that is, takes place on Yontif. And what's the Chiyuv on Yontif? Money. So then even after Yontif, I don't have to pay you the money, because that's what I was Mechuyev, that's what I became Chayiv to you. If I wait till after Yontif and make the claim, then you have to pay back the actual beam. It goes buser the time that you make the claim. Right? He says, Peir Shalokibel Alav Mimenu, what is that note? Mimenu, Shalokibel Alav Hanigza Bebezin Adla Basar Chag, until after the Chag. O Sharotzim Hatim Alot Shechag, or he wants to wait till after the Chag. Right? Halav Hachi, Afal Pishalo Paro Ad Achar Hachag, Kfar Kno, Vedam Bevadu Chayav Lo. So it all depends on where he makes the claim. Because the base is going to determine it at that moment. At that moment where I make the claim, what's the story with the building? What's the story of the building? So if I make the claim on Yontif, if the story with the building is, I don't have to take it out, so I only owe you money. And that result continues even after Yontif. But if I don't make the claim on Yontif and I wait till after Yontif, that's when I can get the beam. Right. That's.
What if you make the claim before Yontif?
I mean before Yontif.
Before Yontif, sorry.
Probably the same thing. Probably the same thing. That's a good question. It's probably the same thing.
But it's still not a model sukkah if you have a stolen beam.
Of course, you're being Yotze. You did an Aveira, right. But you're still being Yotze. Right?
So you have to give the beam back before you have to
pulse. I would think so. Right? Or maybe if it's Yontif starts, then you would have to give the beam back after Yontif.
According to what you're saying, if you make the claim before Yontif, right. If it's a sukkah yet, they have to give the beam back.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if they don't give the beam back.
It destroys the sukkah.
Correct.
Right.
I would think that that's the case.
I feel better if we say that to Shogri. He didn't know
it was. Okay. Okay. So, fine.
It's not the case. It's okay.
Why? Okay. Oh, wow. What happened there? Okay. Now, this really should be like a two dots over here. But we're going to the next thing. We're going next part in the Mishnah. We're talking about the different sold items in the shivas of the dalad minim. The Gemara, the Brisa brings down that yavish, I assume it means a lulav, a dry lulav is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda's dry is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda matri. Rabbi Yehuda says dry is kosher. So Amar Rava, Rava says machlokes belulav. The machlokes is regarding only by a lulav. The Rabbana, because everyone agrees that the esrog cannot be dry. Machlokes by a lulav. The Rabbanan savri. The Rabbanan hold makshinan lulav esrog. We're going to compare the lulav to the esrog. Ma esrog by hadar, just like the esrog requires hadar, it says pre-ace hadar. So make a hekesh to lulav, af lulav by hadar. So therefore, a lulav that's yavish, a dry lulav, my focus, we've shown him what actually a dry lulav is, right? Wasn't there a story that when Moshe was younger, they used the lulav for 3 years or something like that, the same lulav for 3 years. You could get lulavim in Eastern Europe, it was just hard, right? So ma esrog by hadar, af lulav by hadar, but Rabbi Yehuda serve a low makshin, and we don't make a hekesh of lulav to esrog. Right, about the esrog, but according to what Rav is saying, when it comes to an esrog, divrei hakol hadar ba'inan. Everyone would agree that you need hadar, and therefore dried out esrog would be no good. So the Gemara then says, the lula lo ba'i, Rabbi Yehuda hadar. Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require a lulav to be hadar? He doesn't hold that concept of hadar by lulav. Vahatnan, we learned in our Mishnah that you have the case of a lulav that the leaves on top got separated. And it's kosher, right? It didn't split, and nothing happened. It just started to get separated. We say that it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omri Ya'agdenu. Normally, you should tie them together. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason why you have to tie them together? Because it looks bad when they're not tied together. La mishum de bay hadar. And not because it requires hadar, and tying together is more mahudar. So they're not flying all over the place. The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason why he requires you to tie them together. Lo, kidekatani taima. The reason is because we'll see in tomorrow's daf what his svar is. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, he said the name of Rabbi Tarfon, Kapos Tamarim. Right? It says to Lulav, it says Kapos Tamarim. Kafus. It has to be Kafus, it has to be tied. It has to be, you know, some people have the Minog, and I'm not the Minog also, the Lulav should not be separated at all. Completely everything stuck together. You know, you don't have it doesn't flap in the wind. It's completely stuck together. Everyone has their own Minog. But that's what people have. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Kapos Tamarim, Kafus. And if it's separated, yichtefenu. If it's separated at all, then you put it together. The idea is that the lulav has to be put together from a different din. Not midin hadar, but midin kapos tmarim. So the Gemara continues, okay. The lulav by hadar, is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the lulav to be hadar? That's not. If a Mishnah to come up on Daf Lamed Vav, ein ogdin es halulav, ella bimino. You can't tie the lulav together. You can't tie things together. It has to be with something that is the made from the tamarim, to be lulav from the lulav tree. Meaning you can't tie the lulav with the hadas and the aravos together unless it's tied together with something we min lulav, which is what we do. We take the branch and you tie it together, right? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So my time, why not? La mishum debay hadar. Is it not because you need hadar? Because if you take something that looks like the lulav, it looks better. If you take a different item and you tie together the lulav with a rubber band, it doesn't look so great. Right, so the Gemara says it's not the answer, it's not the reason. He goes, lo, the ha'amar Rava, the Rava says, afilu b'siv, afilu b'ikro d'dikla. It doesn't have to look exactly like the lulav, as long as it's from the same min of the lulav. It's from the, so I don't know exactly what these are. This siv is some sort of big string that wraps around the tree. Ivy. The ivy, okay. And b'ikro d'dikla, what's that? That's klipos hadekel, I think that is. Yeah, whatever, it doesn't look like the lulav, but it's min the lulav. It's from the same tree, the lulav. That's going to be kosher, and still won't look the same. So the might time Rabbi Yehuda Hatzim. So why does Rabbi Yehuda require you if you're going to tie it together? It has to be min lulav, right? The kasavar lulav tsarich eged. Lulav must be tied. The imaisi mina achrina havli chamisha minim. The lulav has to be tied. There's a lachot. The lulav has to be tied. And here Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you tie it with something else, you've brought a fifth min into the procedure, and you have baltosif problem. Because now you're supposed to be dalim minim, and now you have hey minim, which is not bat mitzvah. Okay? So he was worried about baltosif in that case. So the Gemara then says, okay, fine. He holds that you don't need hadar by lulav. But does he really hold that by dried esrog it's pasul? We just said the diuk was a dry lulav, he says it's kosher. But by dry esrog, he says it's possible. Is that really true? Ube esrog mi by Rabbi Yehuda hadar. Does he really hold that you need hadar when it comes to an esrog? Whereas it says create hadar. So Gemara will get to that. Latanya, we have the following brisa. It talks about a couple of dinim when it comes to the dalad minim. One din is arbos minim shebelulav. When it comes to the four minim of the lulav, kishem she'ain poskin pochasin mehen. Since you're not allowed to take any less, kach ain mosif naleim. You're not take any more, which is I don't know what the chiddush is. It says four. What would you think? You take three or four, whatever. Basically, it's all one mitzvah. The ma'akim zed. You can't take without. They're four, not five. Second din in the brisa. Lo matza esrog. If you did not find an esrog, you can't find an esrog. Lo yavi, lo parish, lo rimom, lo davarach. Don't bring anything else. Don't bring a lemon. Don't bring a pomegranate. Don't bring anything else. It's a priyatadar. It's an esrog. Don't bring anything else. Again, it says priyatadar. Okay. The next din, right? Kimushin. If the alaminin are a little bit dry, right? There's a little bit of their moisture is away. Ksherim. Then they're kosher. But yaveshin, which is a lower level, which is completely dried out, then they're psulin. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, af yaveshin, even fully dried out of the dalam minim, are kosher, which is the kosher right now. The Yehuda said that he holds that an esrog cannot be dried out. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda brings a maisa. Maisa bibnei kirakin, right, I guess in these big cities, right, Rashi says, she'ein darin al mokum par de sin, ve'ein de kolim tzim sham. They don't live near the fields, right? They couldn't get the lulavim delivered on time. They don't live near the fields. Shahayu morishin es lulvehen, they used to be yarshin their lulavim to their grandchildren in order that they can be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav because they lived far apart from the pardesim.
Yeah, that's more than 3 years.
Right, so they would yarshin them. So you see, the dry lulav is kosher. But so the Gemara says so. Amru lo, the Chacham says to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't bring a raya there that a dry lulav is kosher. Right, amru lo misham raya ain't mish. Amru lo misham raya ain't shas tchak raya. That's shas tchak. That's a totally different scenario. Shas tchak, you can't bring a raya. Question is, okay, well, what does that mean? So how is it kosher or is it not kosher?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So they can say, we do Rabbanan, they say that the Rabbanan determine what's considered a kosher lulav, and the Rabbanan said, hey, mom, and shas tchak is considered kosher, and non shas tchak is not considered kosher. No, that's what he's not saying that. He's saying that a shas tchak is different, right? It's a machlokas we've shown him, right? The Ravid holds, I mean, the Ravid apparently has his own sefer Hilchos Lulav. That's what it keeps calling Ravid Hilchos Lulav. The Ravid says that you're not yotze with this lulav yavesh at all, and you don't make a bracha even mishas tchak. So what does it mean? Ein shas tchak raya is that they would take the lulav anyway in order not, as a zekel mitzvah. So don't bring a raya from shas tchak because they're not yotze in that case. Yeah, they did that in those cases, but that was just like an educational purpose. They weren't really yotze. That's what you're saying. So they weren't yotze in that case. That's what the Ravid said. But the Rosh in Simeon Aleph says that no, that ein shas tchak raya is mashma that they were yotze yidei chovasan in the Shas Tchak with this dry lulav. And he says, and basically because the definition of Hadar was transmitted to the Chachamim to determine what's considered Hadar. So in situation A, Hadar does not include a dry sukkah. In situation B, a dry lulav. In situation B, the Chachamim were misakin that Hadar does include a dry one. That's the Machlokes in the Ravid and the Rush. But Katani Mios, nevertheless, it says in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af yivesh kasherin. Now, you didn't bring a Ravid from that case, but Rabbi Yehuda held that a dried esrog is kosher, right? So my live esrog must not be talking about the esrog, and therefore he doesn't hold that you have to have hadar by the esrog. So the lulav, that case was where he said dry is kosher. He was talking only about the lulav.
So in the Bryce, the lomasa esrog. I mean, then he responds to that.
That's second case. It says kamushin ksherim yuvashim psulim. What are they talking about there? So talking about a lulav. Talking about the lulav. The Ritva points out, he brings down from the Gaonim. He says, the Chacham said, Misham Raya, that's a Shas Tchak. So he says, Mikan Samko Gaonim, from this case, Ein Shas Tchak Raya, the Gaonim, he brings it down, the name of Mishnah Melech, from the Trunai Gon, Ralph Palti Gon, and others. The Lomar, the Yavesh bin Nektam Rosho, the Kol Apsulim Yotzim Bishas Tchak Afil Yom Rishon. And all the Psulim of the Esrog, when it comes to of the Lulav, that we mentioned, all these Psulim, Shas Tchak, you yotze. These are only lechatchila, but that's what the Gaonim say. But the Ritva says no way. He says v'nira, there's a big difference. He says there's a difference between a lulav that's missing something or a lulav that's missing in the hadar aspect. Because if it's missing something, it's not a lulav. If it's missing hadar, it's just not a hadar lulav, but it still defines a lulav. So there's a difference between that. He says v'nira li dafka the kol shapasul shalahem lefish eino hadar. They were shas etchak lo kafinve. We're not makbid on hadar in a shas etchak. Aval kol shapsul megufo, it's an intrinsic issue with the sukkah, with the lulav itself. If they miut shiuro, it's too small. ain't shmolav. It no longer has the name of a lulav. So therefore, you know that you know, therefore it's not good. That so he argues on the Gaonim. Okay. Amar Mar. Now we're going to go back to talk about those. We mentioned those three halachas in the Brisa, so we're going to talk about those three halachas. Amar Mar. Kishem she'ein pochasim mehen kach ein mosif aleihem. Pshita. Well, so we said it's pasha. It's four minim. So you can't do less. Baltegra. You can't do more. It's baltosif. That's a lot. Four. What's the problem? So ma the tema, you would have thought maybe ho of the Amar Rabbi Yehuda lulav tzarich eged. If you hold lulav tzarich eged, the e maisi mina achrinai, right? And if you bring another min to tie it, hai luchude kai, v'hai luchude kai, then you would just say, listen, I'm bringing another min. The lulav needs eged. I'm bringing another min, but it won't count because all I'm doing it for is for the tying purposes. It won't count as something else. So kamash malan, then no, if you hold that you have to tie it and you bring another min to tie it, that will bring a fifth min or be a problem. I guess because you bring baltosif, you bring baltigra. I guess that's the only reason. So amar mar. Next case, we also said it was Pasha. Lo matza esrog. You didn't find an esrog, so lo yavi lo rimon velo parish velo davracher. Don't bring anything else. That's it. I offended him. How can they? Right. Velo davracher. What? Velo davracher pshita. That's Pasha. Right. The Torah says to take an esrog. How can you have a halim to take anything else? So ma l'tema, maybe you would say, Lysi, okay, you don't have an esrog, but bring something else, just zeicha l'mitzvah. So you don't forget the mitzvah, right? Lysi, ki heichi shel tishkak torach esrog. So the people won't forget. This kamashma, no. The zimni did not be churim b'nei. This bad stuff will come out from this because the asi l'misrach. Maybe over time, people won't realize, and I don't know why people won't realize, but over time, people won't realize, and they'll think that you can be yosef the mitzvah with a pomegranate. I don't know.
I don't think so at all because
that's a stretch.
Yeah, you think?
I just finished up our losses of Erevin, and the reason why you make.
Are we done?
He says you make an Erevin is because people are forgetting.
Right. The reason why.
The reason why you should be. That
supports this.
That supports this.
I understand it, but where else do we have some artists?
Erevin.
It's a crazy thing.
Erevin and Esrog now. Okay. So Tashma, which is interesting, because the Ravid, we just put one before, the Ravid said that even if you have it says Shasatak, you should do the lula, so because you know Zeicha leMitzvah, which seems to go against this Gemara right now. The Ravid seems to be going against this Gemara. Okay, so next Tashma.
What would you forget? You know, then you'll make a mistake.
And then you'll use something other than an esrog for the.
You're living in Europe, and after 50 years of bringing a lemon, you think.
Oh, I can use a lemon.
You think a lemon is good?
Right. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go back to Rava. Again, Rava said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a dried esrog is pasul. So Tashma, let's bring a raya, not like Rava. That Rabbi Yehuda says that a dried esrog is good, right? Esrog hayashar, an old esrog, it's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda said an old esrog is good. An old esrog is dried out, right? Old esrog is dried. So tiyufta to Rava, tiyufta. So that becomes a kasha in Rava. Rava had told us Rabbi Yehuda says that you need to have a non-dried esrog. Here you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can have a dry esrog. That's a kasha on Rava. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the low boy hadar, he doesn't require hadar, he doesn't require that it has to be pre-ets hadar. V'ha'anantanan, we have in our Mishnah, in Daf Lamed Dalet, it says, a yarok kikarsi, an esrog that's green as a leek. We're talking about the green esrogim now. Yarok kikarsi, right? What? No, there are other, Mishnah Brewer talks about it. Rabbi Meir Machshir, Rabbi Meir says it's kasher, and Rabbi Yehuda posel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasel. Lav mishum debay hadar, right? Isn't that because he requires hadar and a green esrog is not considered mahudar? So he goes, no, mishum de lo gamer peri. He says he's green like a leek. He doesn't like because it's not considered a finished product yet. Not because of hadar, the green's not finished. So they bring down that if you know that your esrog is finished, that's green. That's the way it grows. Then it would be green. Also, if you take it off, Mishavur brings down, right? It's in Tuf Reish Mem Ches that if you know that the tev of the esrog in that place is to return to its yellow status if it's plucked off. I mean that it's going to continue, then it's finished. Because it's finished, the prairie is finished, it's no more growing. Just by naturally, it's going to continue into yellow. He says it's okay. He brings down in the...
How do you know that?
The botanists know. They're selling it to you. They know the nature. I mean, you see, a lot of the times you get with the green used in a green hue on it, over time it turns yellow.
They'll turn yellow.
You should ask Carlap. These guys, they know.
The guys on 13th Avenue don't know.
Right, so don't buy from them then. I saw it brought down, though, that you should try to buy one, maybe it's the Mishnah Brura, that you should You shouldn't buy an all green one in that case. You should at least buy one that's already started to turn yellow, because then you know it's in the process. Okay, ask your local competent Orthodox halacha decider about your esrog if you want to buy green. Okay, so Tashma, bring another raya that review the whole. Try to bring another raya that review who that holds that you do need hadar when it comes to an esrog. We just proved that he doesn't, but we're going to try to prove that he does. Shir esrog, the minimum size. Shir esrog katan. What's the minimum size of an esrog? Or made omer ke'egos. Remeir says like a nut. Right, Rebbe Yehuda Omer Kebeitz, it's a little bigger, it has to be the egg size. So why is he held a bigger shear? Lav Mishum Debay Hadar. Is it not because it requires the esrog to be Mahudar, to be beautiful? He says, lo, because if it's smaller than an egg, we shouldn't have Gomer Kebe. It's not complete, it's not a finished product, it has to be a complete product, it's not finished yet. So Tashma, another one. Uba Gadol, what's the maximum size of the esrog? Kedei Sheyachos Shnayim Biyado Achas. So Tanakama holds, different Rebbe Yehuda holds that the maximum size is that you can hold two of them in one hand. You can't hold two of that size in one hand. Rabbi Huda said it's no good. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilo achas b'shtei yadav. Even if you can hold one in two hands, you know, those massive big ones, he said that Rabbi Yossi says that is good. So my time, so why is it that he wants it to be a certain size, this size? La mishum debay hader. Is it not because he needs hader? If it's even too big, it's not good either.
It's not hader.
It's not hader when it's too big. It's just ostentatious sometimes, or just, you know, a talking point. But it's not necessarily, that's what he says, it's not necessarily hadar. So he says, no, that's not the reason why he says you can't have so big. He says the reason why you can't have so big is for a different reason. Because Kevin the Amar Rabba, which is after Rabbi Yehuda, but Kevin the Amar Rabba, the halacha that Rabba has mentioned, is lulav b'yamin v'esrog b'smol. When you're holding the lulav, you're supposed to have the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in the left hand. That's why he said, you know, when it comes to Hashana, some people hold it together, but you don't know how those people who are like, you know, like this, holding it and then poking it in front of them. Because they're being mocked for that. The lulav should be in your right hand, the esrog should be in the left hand. Right?
And together,
right. So that's why the Hoshana things are good, but, you know, the people hold it like that, they try to rest it, never works. Right? So the clips, you have the cards. You have the cards. That's very good. So he says, so, Kevin Amarabba, Lula Biyamin, the Esrog Bismol, Zin and the Machlifilei. Sometimes it's going to come about that you're going to have to switch it. Because you mean the wrong hand. For whatever reason, you pick it, you're going to have to switch. V'asi Lapchuni, V'asi Lapsule. And if you have something that's so big, and you try to switch your hands, it may drop. And if it drops, and then it drops, it's going to fall and be puzzle. So therefore, that's the reason why he has the size. The issue with the smaller size. Nothing to do with hadar. Okay, so if he doesn't hold up hadar, what does he do with the pasuk? The pasuk says, priates hadar. So he says, El Rabbi Yehuda, haksiv, lekat lechem, ayom arisho, priates hadar. So he has a different drash for hadar. Hahu, hadar bi'ilano mishana lashana. Interesting. It has to be something that is on the tree for a few years without falling. That's considered an esrog. I guess it doesn't fall off the tree every year. It stays on the tree. Until you pluck it, it can stay on the tree for more than 1 year. Okay. That's what he does with the drash of hadar. Next. The Mishnah had mentioned that a lulav that comes from a sheirah tree, which means a tree that was worshipped, right? There's no tree called a sheirah. It's just a tree that's worshipped from Avodah Zarah. The vishal iridachas, those are pasul. Gemara says, "Vishal Asherah puzzle is the Asherah tree puzzle." Of Ha'amah Rava, didn't Rava say lulav shel avodah zara lo yitol, lulav of avodah zara you should not take lichatfila v'im natol kosher, but if you took it, it's kosher. So why is avodah zara different than Asherah? Gemara says, "Hacha the Asherah the Moshe askinan the katusei michtas shiura." What we're dealing with here is the Asherah of Moshe. What's Asherah of Moshe? Rashi says, Osem shahayu b'shas kivush Eretz Yisrael. Those that were around when they captured Eretz Yisrael, shetzrichem akasuf sreifo. We're only talking about the avodah zara that is chayav to be burnt, right? V'asharei hantetzum b'esh. The lulav tzaruch shiur, and the lulav requires a minimum shiur. V'hai kaman d'mitva shiur kevel sreifakai. And this thing, since it's destined to be burnt, it's considered if it's burnt already and it's lacking a shiur. But avodah zara, if I take a guy's avodah zara, I can be mevatel it. It's only the specific one that's pasul is the one that's mechuyav sreifa. If it's not mechuyav sreifa, you can get out of the sreifa issue, then it's not a problem. Dekanami, and how do you know that that's the case? Dekatani duim di yiridachas. Shema mina, because it says esheira and yiridachas. What's the similarity between the esheira and yiridachas? All the material is going to be burnt. So we're talking specifically about an esheira, which is something that is supposed to be burnt, not something that can be not something that doesn't have to be burnt. You can get around it, right? B'di'evet. So in that case, if avodah zara, b'di'evet, you can be yotze. Is there another ritual I wanted to do? We have time. Okay, yeah. So the Ritva brought down that we said Tiyufta the Rabba Tiyufta, which meant we said was that there was a kasha on Rabba that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't need hadar when it comes to the esrog. So Peirus, I just says Peirus, Rabbi Yehuda lo by hadar afilu be esrog. You don't need hadar by the esrog. And if you don't need hadar by the esrog, then kosher came b'shar midim. So kosher came by everything else because it says hadar by the esrog, and we were learning out from esrog to everything else. If you don't need hadar by the esrog, you don't need it by the other meaning. Hadar is just because it has to be stay on the branch on the tree. The kashali, according to this, the Ritva asks, im kein kula pirka to look for Rabbi Yehuda. Then our entire perek does not go look for Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because our perek daha nektam rosho ve'alta chazis ve'nikaf ve'niklaf kula midin hadar himpsulim. All those cases of the splitly, all those cases we brought down in the Mishnah that we said are no good. It's a problem of hadar we brought down, right? Rashi brought down, Tosas brought down, zekei bavei or hadar. It's a problem of hadar. If Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold about hadar, then he doesn't hold about any of the Mishnayos in our perek, right? The Il Rabbi Yehuda, lo poly elabiyarik crazy, the machmet Rabbi Meir. But we only find that where Yehuda's cholik in one case, about the green one. It doesn't cholik on anything else. But lo chazile, the poly beresha. So what's going on? It seems, from the Mishnayis, it seems to indicate that he holds like these Mishnayis. But from what we just come out with, that he doesn't hold the Hadar, he doesn't hold like any of these Mishnayis. So he says, Rifa makes a distinction again, similar to the distinction he made before when he argued on the Gaonim. He says, Vayish lomar, the Rabbi Yehuda, kol she'enam kibriyasam, modahu the pasol, delo chashiv shmo'alav. No, anything that's not, the esrog or the lulav or the hadas is no longer in its natural state, then that's going to be a problem. So if it's cut, if it's ripped, if it's missing a shear, that's not necessarily din hadar, that's ois esrog, that's ois lulav, it's not considered a lulav anymore. Right? Vikihechi the pasol biyarok, kikarsi biesrog, egos mishum delo gamar pir. Like in those cases, it's not a complete product anymore, it's not considered the esrog anymore. Right, abakolshu who shalom kibriyaso. Anything that's complete, it's a complete item. Elishu yavish, but it's dry. It's a dry esrog. Dry esrog can say it's kosher. Right, lo misa mishum she'ena hadar. But a dried esrog can say kosher. But a cut lulav is no longer a lulav. So that's going to be possible. It's the same logic that he had when he argued on the Gaonim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day.